I know it's more about team for you, but individually, it is something that everyone's following right now. Do you consciously think about how close you are to Rice's record and how important might something like that be to you?
Really wasn't made aware about it till like a week or two ago, you know. But like you said, it wasn't something that was just directly on my radar. But now it is, because everybody around me talks about it. You know, I can't help but hear about it all the time. So, you know, and then at the same time, you know, I'm just going to work my butt off to make plays for the team, you know, and if it happens, it happens. And I'm looking, you know, it'd be a great feat if it does.
Does it become less realistic when guys like Boyles and Young aren't available and Burleson's not there? And I know the focus is always on you, but can it become less realistic, especially when you got Arizona and Chicago on your schedule with good pass defenses?
Not really. I mean, I think the thing is, I think teams are going to still do what they've been doing. You know, we still got some guys come out there and make plays. And, you know, if they come out and do what we expect them to do, come out there and make some plays for us and move that ball down the field, you know, it'll help me out even more.
When there's adversity, I think you find out more about people. With Jim Schwartz, now that you guys have kind of been in a little bit of a slide here, how would you describe his leadership when times are tough like now?
I mean, that's when your leaders got to step to the forefront. You know, generally, when we're winning and doing all great, you know, you can fall back a little bit. But not that he does that, you know, but I'm saying, like, when times are tough right now, it's, you know, he steps up for it, you know, and, you know, he has to be there for us, you know, one, for inspiration, and two, just to keep the truth, keep moving.
When you guys win, he gets credit. When you lose, you know, he gets blame, even though he's not, you know, playing.
Yeah.
Is that just your thoughts on that within his, you know, in his regard?
I mean, that's the job he took for, and you know, that's the job he signed up for. You know, that's the way it is.
Did you see the Bunnery video, by the way? The Sanders football life
thing? Yeah, I did. That was very interesting to see his father's perspective, but it wasn't nothing but love. You come to see, and Barry knew that, and you could tell just from his demeanor about things when they talked about his dad and stuff like that. That's what it was, you know. That's just the way he's raised, and I mean, he's good parenting, very strict, yeah. You know.
Similar to you at all?
I wouldn't say that per se. You know, I went to Tech. My mom and dad would be Georgia fans. You know, I wouldn't say that much. You know, but you know, it was good though. I enjoy watching it.
Did you put yourself in such a good position with this record now? Would it be a real letdown to not come this close and not finish it off?
Can't say it's been a letdown. I think if there's any letdown, it'd be, I guess, there's expectations that we had on the season this year. You know, we definitely didn't meet those. You know, we fell short of that. You know, still had a good year, you know, but truth is, you know, we didn't get to where we wanted to be as a team.
I'm sorry, I didn't explain myself well enough. I meant the record.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
You
yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Can you see one week you lose Nate, another time you lose Ryan, and then no more Titus. You know, how hard is that when you keep seeing guys, you know, not being a part of that room?
It's tough, you know. Good thing is, you know, we still see Nate and those guys around, you know, Brian, down the field, exactly, yeah. But we got guys that have been out here practicing. We've seen these guys week in, week out from, Durham to Rubisky to Mike T. You know, we've seen what they can do in practice, you know, so we just need that stuff to translate to the field, and we could have some very special things out of those guys.
What's your confidence level with those guys right now?
It's very high, especially, like I say, Durham has been here for a while. Rubisky's been here for a little while. They know the system. It's not like we had to go out there to the line of scrimmage and tell these guys who's ready to go. They know what routes to run. So it's just a matter of making plays.
But if you've lost players, though, you know, receivers, have defenses covered you even more? Have you gotten even more attention as it's going along?
I can't say anything's changed too much. We still see the same, whether it be too high or two man, double, whatever you want to call it.
Does that put more on those other guys? Because the game plan always is stop you, and it's got to be even more of that now, stop you and let everyone else beat you.
I think that for those guys, it's more of an opportunity, and I hope they view it as that way, you know, an opportunity for them to come and cement a spot on this team, you know, for the future. And I hope that, you know, those guys view it as such.
Calvin, knowing the Packers the way you do, does scheme really matter in this game, or is it just meat and potatoes football?
It's meat and potatoes. I mean, like you said, man, we know these guys in and out. They know us in and out, you know, so we just got whoever executes the best.
What stands out most about that shootout at Lambeau last year? Scott said it was one of the funnest games.
It was fun, definitely, no doubt. You know, went toe-to-toe with those guys, you know, just couldn't. Defenses, you know, we were just No, neither defense can stop either offense, you know. And you get in a game like that, you know, it's fun for the offensive guys, but you see that ball flying over your heads, you know, that's something that we've got to cut out. And we can do that, you know, we can put up points.
Last question, guys.
Once in a career sort of thing, or can you
like last year?
Yeah, can you go for another 5 and staff or throw for 520 at the end?
that's crazy, but no, he could do it.
What would it mean to you to get that off the books, that losing streak 20 years? I know you haven't been a part of all 20 years, but
Well, just being a part since I've been here, you know, it's a record that if we get it off the books, it's fantastic, you know. And I mean, that's not half the guys probably don't even know, but you know, it's definitely something that needs to be cleaned up.
All right, thank you guys.